Here's the newly minted deputy airport manager, Phil Adams, is with us. Phil, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and just step up a little closer to the microphone there. Yeah, absolutely. And tell me, first of all, this is a new position for you. You've been at the airport for a while, but you're the new deputy airport manager. Tell me what all that entails.
I am. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's a new step for me. So I was airport operations before then, so I was the operations manager or superintendent. So I've been here about going on a year and a half, mm-hmm. and before then I was at the Jackson Hole Airport. So, the step up, so I kind of moved into a new direction with the airport management side of things. I'm over security now, so I do more of the security side of the airport. And, it's a new step for me and
well, cool.
something I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And it's awesome that you're – that we've got people from out of the town to come in and then step up, and it's great. So it's great to have you. Great to have you here, and thanks for telling us about this. So there's an emergency exercise happening Saturday, July 23rd. You guys are starting to plan it.
Yes.
And when is the first opportunity for people to meet and to sort of get involved if they're interested in getting involved in this?
Sure. Thanks. Yeah. So we have some flyers out around town right now, and we have a website. That you can go to, that you can actually volunteer at. So it's volunteers at JNUAirport.com. And we've had quite a few people actually interested right now. We've had almost 60 people that have volunteered, but we're looking for more. So we have in the past had around 100, so we'd love to have more people. And it's just a good way to get involved in the airport. To kind of see what the response capabilities are in the event that we ever have an emergency there, and just a fun way to be able to help out. Really depend on them.
Yeah. Do people need specific skills, or are you looking for certain roles here for folks that might be interested in volunteering?
Not at all. Yeah, we're looking for anybody and everybody. We don't have any age restrictions. Obviously, if little kids, it'd be best if they had a parent with them. But really, we're open to anybody and everybody that would want to participate.
And what give us an idea for what that means to participate. What kind of things would a volunteer maybe get themselves into?
Sure. Yeah. So right now we're looking for victims, simulated victims of an aircraft crash that. What happened at the airport. So that would entail showing up and getting moulage, which is a word for just getting dressed up, putting on some makeup and kind of making it look like you were part of the crash.
Different, potential injuries and injury areas and that kind of thing, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So then we'd bring them out, get them set up around a simulated crash site, and they actually have a card that shows, what their injuries are. We do a briefing beforehand, the day of, kind of the best way to act out their injuries and that kind of thing.
That's what I was going to ask. Is like there's a bit of an acting thing here
definitely.
In a way, right? Yeah,
definitely.
So some people, I'm sure you're asking people to like maybe be disoriented or not or different potential symptoms that then responders have to be able to pick up on.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so anything from, amputated arm to, completely confused, in shock, and just even we're looking for family members. So people that would play the role of a family member who's distraught about someone that was on the plane. Really the volunteers that we need runs the whole gamut of anything that would happen in an actual aircraft crash.
And then what personnel at the airport get involved in this? So part of it is that there's an acting out thing, that there's victims, there's people that need to be, you need to kind of recreate a scenario. But then you're actually trying to get as real as possible simulation, right, for the people that are working at the airport. So who all gets involved in that?
Yeah, so the airport, CCFR is a big one. So the firefighters, the air rescue firefighters that are there at the airport, they're the first responders. So all the emergency response capabilities that CCFR has, the Juneau Police Department, and really all the stakeholders in the airport as well. So the airlines is a big one. We have even up to like tenants and people in the community that could potentially be involved. Obviously, the city is going to be involved in very heavily the emergency management side of things, the hospital. So yeah, really, it kind of involves everybody to an extent. Anybody that would or potentially could be involved in a crash, you know, we're looking for their input.
Yeah. Have you been involved in these kinds of simulations before and previous positions you were in?
I have, yeah. So I had the opportunity to be the incident commander for the last one that happened in Jackson Hole. So right before I came here in 2020, I was volunteered to be the incident commander for that. So it was a good experience and learned a lot. This one was a new one for me because I'm on the planning side of it. So,
right.
Yeah, it's been great to kind of see
so
both
sides.
So
incident commander means you show up for work and then this simulated thing happens. And you're not told anything ahead of time other than that there's going to be a simulation.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, so, so
that's
I was.
It's got to be like that. You think about it that way. That is. Like, that's stressful, right? And that's a big 100%. Day at work. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. Can you give an idea? This isn't the scenario that's going to be happening here, but can you give an idea of what the scenario was in Jackson Hole that you did and what special issues came up or things that you think you learned that maybe were surprises for you?
Sure, yeah. So normally triennial drills or full-scale drills are based – on an aircraft incident of the largest aircraft that services the airport, five or more average daily departures. So that's based on what's called ARF index.
So that's sort of a standard to test the capability of the response at the airport. You take the largest potential aircraft, okay, that regularly services the airport.
Yep.
So a 737 for Juno's case, I would guess. Is that right?
Yep, that's
okay.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah, so it's an exercise or a functional exercise of the airport emergency plan. Happens every 3 years. So, it's based on the largest aircraft. The last one in Jackson Hole that we did was a little different, though. So we did it a little bit different in that we didn't have an actual crash. We had kind of a terrorist incident
side
of things with an aircraft.
Sure. I mean, there's so many different things to have to understand and simulate and be aware of when you're doing airport work. Yeah. Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. So it's a little different. I learned a lot from it. I mean, just how complex something like that could be. It really entails, like I said before, all the different agencies, federal, state, local, to be able to handle that, and just the complexities of what's involved in handling, any size of aircraft, but especially a large aircraft accident.
Yeah.
The ability for stakeholders and people in the community to be able to see what a response would look like is actually really important for them to be able to know what it looks like and be able to help out in the case that something could happen.
Right. I mean, the volunteers for this they're not just making the simulation work and be functional and be as realistic as possible. They're also learning and understanding exactly what might happen if some sort of scenario like that, God forbid, does happen.
Exactly.
At the Juneau Airport. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Well, so you're asking, tell me a little bit about what would happen day of for participants that might want to get involved or might be interested.
Sure. So we're just looking for volunteers to show up a little early. So it's going to get started at 9 a.m. So we're right now the exercise is kind of slated to begin at 9, and we're going to end around noon. For any volunteers that would like to come the day of, we'd like to be there about 7 a.m. That would give us time to do that briefing, to get them dressed, moulaged, and be able to kind of walk them through the scenario and get them set before it starts at 9. And really, all that we would ask is just make sure that you're dressed in kind of older clothing, something that, you know, you can get dirty in. We will have emergency personnel available in the case that people get cold or anything like that. But we will have blankets. We will have breakfast and a lunch.
Oh, hey.
For people.
Okay.
So.
You got to lead with that.
I should have. Yes.
There's a breakfast and a lunch in it.
There is. Free food.
Free food. Maybe a coffee. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Have you ever run into a situation where someone wants to volunteer, but it seems like so real that they get a little bit of cold feet about it?
Yes. It doesn't happen often, but yes, there has been people where, you know, after they get moulage and they see what it'll look like, that there's some anxiety about it.
Right.
And that's completely understandable. We have people there to be able to help them out. So a volunteer advocate will have someone there to help people that maybe having any issues, or even like we said before, if you're getting cold, hungry, anything like that, we have a volunteer advocate to be there to help them.
That's really good, just to be, you know, because the people who are doing the exercise have a lot of other things on their plate. So to have mm-hmm. someone dedicated to really taking the temperature, so to speak, of how people are participating and how they're doing seems like a really logical and good thing to have there. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Any other considerations that you're thinking about as you're getting – I mean, I'm sure you've got this marked on your calendar pretty big.
Definitely.
So what are some of the things that you're – what are some of the things you're hoping don't – like, you know, is weather going to be a thing that you hope cooperates, or, you know, what are some of the things you're kind of hoping for?
For sure, yeah. Weather, we're really hoping that we'll have some good weather, and, you know, it's looking like there's a pretty good chance of that, you
good,
know, fingers
yeah.
crossed.
Yeah.
You know, just considerations. We're just looking for, again, enough volunteers to come out. So based on our index that we talked about for the airport, we're an Index C airport, so we're looking for around 60 people to
okay.
be volunteer victims. We're getting close to that right now, but we'd love to have more. So that's one consideration we're looking at is trying to get victims out there and volunteers to be able to come out and really help it to be a realistic a view of what an aircraft
other than showing up day of. Is there a way that people can contact you all and kind of get signed up to be volunteers now or early?
Yes, yeah, definitely. So you can contact me directly via email, actually, so phil.adams@jnuairport.com or volunteer@jnuairport.com. So those are the best ways, and I have a whole information packet that I can send to anybody that would have questions or concerns about it. I'd love for
you
to reach out to me.
You're looking for 8x10 glossies, that kind of thing, or, you know, just
not yet.
They don't need an agent, nothing like that. It's an easy try.
Who knows? Yeah, we'll see how well it goes.
Right. Yeah. Hey, it might be competition for the roles. Yeah, right. Well, really, I mean, it sounds like an exciting and interesting day, and one that's going to be full of kind of learning, especially, and you know, it's an emergency drill, and obviously, it's something we hope never happens, but it does kind of sound exciting and interesting too. The fact that it's a drill, of course,
yes,
is the good part about it.
Yes,
but it obviously prepares the folks at the airport and really the whole community for something that could potentially happen in any community that has an airport.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. So, more information, you can contact Phil Adams at phil.adams@jnuairport.com, and or volunteer@jnuairport.com is
yes.
another email that you can send to, and be a part of this this drill that's coming up on July 23rd. That's Saturday, July 23rd, and you have to have your morning clear. 7 a.m. is when you're it's sort of call time mm-hmm. for makeup and for briefing.
Yep,
and it'd be over somewhere in the noontime kind of area. Phil, thanks so much. Phil Adams, Deputy Director for the Junior Airport. Thanks so much for coming in and letting us know about this. Really sounds like a pretty amazing day.
Thank you for having me.
All right, absolutely. Yeah.